This is In the News in VOA Special English. What began more than a year ago is often described as the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The downturn is bad, but it would have to get much worse to compare to the 1930s. Next October will mark the 80th anniversary of what is generally considered the beginnings of the Depression. In just 2 days, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost almost 25% of its value. The stock market continued to drop until July of 1932. By then, the Dow was about 90% below its high reached in September of 1929. The Dow hit its all-time high in October of last year. Since last year, the Dow has lost about 40% of its value, even more for the Standard & Poor's index of 500 stocks. Like the Depression, the current crisis also involves falling property values. American housing prices fell by almost 17% in the 12 months that ended in September. Housing economist Robert Shiller at Yale University has found that home prices fell by about 30% during the Depression. Then, as now, many people lost their homes because they could not pay their mortgage loans. Today, people borrow much more of the value of their homes than they used to. In fact, Professor Shiller estimates that 10 million Americans owe more than their home is worth. An estimated 9,000 banks failed during the Depression. Agencies that guarantee savings and supervise the financial system did not exist at the start. When banks failed, people lost everything. Fear of bank failures led people to withdraw their money, leading to more failures. In 1933, Congress established the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. It currently guarantees bank deposits up to $250,000. Just 22 banks have failed this year, but among them was Washington Mutual, the biggest bank collapse in American history. Possibly the best measure of an economic crisis is unemployment. The rate in October was reported at a 14-year high of 6.5%. Some think it could reach 8% or higher. During the Depression, however, one of every four workers was unemployed. President Franklin Roosevelt and Congress established agencies to employ people in public works. Yet, employment did not completely recover until World War II. Policy mistakes increased the effects of the Depression. For example, the Federal Reserve let the money supply shrink. This meant there was less money available for lending to people and businesses. In the current crisis, the government has been willing to spend freely. Too freely for some critics. On Tuesday, the Federal Reserve and the Treasury announced a new plan to provide $800 billion to increase credit availability. Before the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday, the Dow and the S&P rose 4 days in a row for the first time in months. And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Embry.